News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A national voluntary collection should be organised to allow individuals and families to contribute to a redress package for survivors of mother and baby homes. That's the view of our next guest, Independent Senator Ronan Mullen. Excuse me, Ronan. Can you explain first of all why you're calling for this?
Thanks, Ciara. Good morning. Well, I suppose what the Murphy report showed really was a sad and sobering picture of how women and children were failed by the state and by wider society, including institutions run by the religious orders, you know, and the church, which did much to mould but was itself moulded by Irish society. But one thing that I'm very struck by is the community and family dimension, which the report highlights, in fact, begins with in trying to explain what went on and the harshness of the past. And it strikes me, and speaking for myself in particular, that I don't think there's a family in the country but has a connection with some kind of some aspect of this story. I can think myself of, a story I'm personally aware of from my wider family where, you know, just good people fail to come up to the mark in terms of how they dealt with something, you know, in a way that I wouldn't like to see happen today. And I suppose I'm also thinking, how do we make peace with our past, with the contribution of our forebears? Not so much a question of blame, but I just think that at a community level, there's something more than institutions involved here. And it occurs to me that many of us, Ronan, I tend to agree with that.
But a lot of people would suggest that you're actually deflecting from the church's role here. And I think it's very interesting what you said, that the church moulded Irish society, but Irish society was moulded by the church. How exactly was the church moulded by Irish society?
Well, I suppose if you take Professor Joe Lee, for example, who, and I'm quoting him from the Sunday Independent indirectly last Sunday, where he concluded that economic attitudes and not clerical pressure were the primary forces behind Irish rural families' harsh treatment of their pregnant daughters. And he said, very interesting.
But was that, now hold on, Ronan, I'd have to pull you up on that because I can see.
It's a question, I suppose, of having a kind of a mature.
Hang on, I can see that there was economic realities, but the economic realities was that families could be ruined by having shame brought upon them. That would have come from the morality of the time. And that was where the economic ruination came from. It still came from a very dogmatic, moralistic point of view, a patriarchal church, Bishop McQuaid, all of that era. You can't really suggest that the ordinary people of Ireland who were poorly educated and in the main very poor and powerless in their own lives had some kind of a power over a very powerful, wealthy, institutionalised church that ran almost every aspect of society.
Ciara, I think you should need to look at what I'm saying. I don't expect you to like what I'm saying, but I think the public will have to judge whether you're being objective here or whether I'm being more objective. I'm not trying to deflect from anything. Only biased people would think that. I'm trying to draw us into a wider conversation where we observe how things happened and why things happened, and we're unflinching in looking for the truth about it. And that does involve understanding that there were economic, social factors and obsession with social respectability. And yes, Irish, there was a peculiarly Irish Catholic flavour, but we also have to understand, you take, for example, the story of the Legion of Mary, who come out extremely well out of this. What I can't understand is why there wasn't more emphasis on mercy and compassion.
Yeah, and I would agree that
what was against the gospel in 2021 was against the gospel in 1951.
Yes, and it was a particularly cruel form of religion.
Can I ask you a last question, Senator?
What do you think about the rights of adoptees to get access to all their records, their birth certs and all the information that they are looking for so they can find their origins?
Oh, yeah, I would think that's very, very important. But I do think as well that if a person is vulnerable and in old age and were given a promise back in the past, their life mustn't be trampled on either. And I'd also say
do you think that trumps the rights of the adoptees?
6,666 abortions.
Sorry, Senator. Do you think that those rights, Senator, hold on one moment. That's a separate issue. I'm just asking you a simple question. Do you believe, Senator, just a last question. Do you believe the rights of those elderly people who were made promises that were made because privacy was important when shame was such an issue, that those rights trump the rights of adoptees to their information?
Well, again, if you're taking a humane approach to this, you're not going to be talking about one person's rights trumping
when
another.
When rights collide, some negotiation
approach.
Needs to happen.
Like, for example, if it's...
we don't have time, Ronan.
You shouldn't be turning this into a confrontation. This is about helping people in the present. It's not about your political agenda, and it's not about my philosophical thoughts. It's about trying to reconcile the needs of people who deserve now to be heard and helped. And don't turn it into a political anger fight.
Look,
people need to be helped.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Senator Ronan Mullen.